Hi, good morning, afternoon, evening, stream of consciousness with your soul sister, Warola. It's a beautiful, very rainy Monday morning, very rainy, but it's all good. Yesterday, wow, I fell off the wagon. I missed my deadline to send in my recording, and I had to, oh God, I had to pay the penalty, which was speak to somebody that had had his number blocked for months, if not years. So, about that call, first thing, I'd like to address why I sucked it up. I made the call. When I remembered I had missed my my timing by 3 minutes, can you imagine, by 3 minutes? I did the recording and I sent it to my accountability partner, and then where I was still seated, I decided, you know what, I'm making this call right now, because otherwise I'm going to think about it all day, then I'll start thinking about what if, because the criteria I'd also put in was, when I do make the call, I could have been very just hello, greeted him and all, but the catch I had added to it was that I would call and I would be polite and I would sound like I was enjoying the conversation. Now, that part wasn't easy. I was cringing where I was seated. But at a point, I had to let myself just flow into it, because he just, of course, he was surprised and said, oh, he hadn't heard from me like forever, blah, blah, blah. But I did find some thing to talk about that made sense to me and was genuine. What was I thinking about just now? Yeah, that was genuine, and I could actually enjoy the conversation and the direction it was going. But true to form, he came full circle and did his thing. Those things he does that made me say, you know what, I don't need to deal with this person. Now, note, it is not a blood relation. For a blood relation, depending on the situation, I really can't cut him off, but he's not blood. So that is why I can do that, to cut somebody I feel just does not align with my mentality, my sensitivities, somebody who doesn't respect me and very tactless about how he presents his position and believing his position is right. I can do that. For family, I would need another tactic. Anyway, so I did find value in the conversation, and yeah, I was not very keen on it, but it just went the way it did. And the lesson I'm taking away from it is that perhaps God let me forget, because I could have done my task on time yesterday. I could have. But I may have forgotten to learn the lesson that, you know what, just forgive this guy and move past all the drama that happened. Just let it go. He is who he is. He is doing whatever he does, thinking that's the best thing to do. And you have to give people their the permission to be who they think they can be. Now, if it doesn't align with you or it becomes offensive, you have to find a tactical way of addressing it. Now, I think I'm going to actually unblock his number, but I will not take him, you know, beating me down or talking down to me or being anyhow in any form. It's not that, that's not an option. I'll just tell him very politely that, you know what, I don't agree with you and this is how I've chosen to do this, that is my life or whatever it is. I can actually now tell him to his face, I don't agree. And he doesn't have to like it, he doesn't have to agree with me. We can both as adults agree to respect each other's opinions, and that's it really. I think I needed to come to that place where I really don't care what he thinks, what he feels about me. As long as I've done no wrong in the eyes of God as per relating with another human, I'm good. So yeah, it's a good thing it happened, but now the clincher is, now that I've overcome the penalty once, One, what would be the penalty the next time I goof? And two, it has to even be worse than this last one I dealt with. And I don't know what that's going to be. Actually, I do, but I'm so terrified of putting it out there. Because that one, no way, no, 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 no.